Begin the Gemara and Daven, Sechta by the Zara, Daf Lamed Hey. Begin on an Alpha, begin Tezmat, begin the Gemara, Meishna, High Krodh Shaila. Why did he decide to ask him from this Pasuk to distract him? Umasik, the Gemara comes out, it's a Mireisha de Krodh, from the beginning part of the Pasuk, which, you know, keep your lips tight, they shut, you know, don't ask questions out. Now, the Yerushalmi brings that Imla Fliga Niskaven, if he was just trying to distract him, how you have a little Fliga with Vamachem? He could have asked him other things, like the Hemikrosh Batoyah, the five psukim of the Torah, Shasimin, Mamash Av, which is Mocham, Shakadim, Se'ez, Or, Bekom, which, depending, it would make a difference if you read it from the first half of the Pasuk, second half of the Pasuk. So why specifically this Pasuk is Shirshim? On that, Amar Lila says, Dovashim, Mashikin, Elayin, Nesapeh. It's to tell you that there are certain things that you have to kiss your mouth, I mean, you have to keep your lips closed. Shemak says, Nesapeh, Yeshikin, Mashik, Espiyu, he kissed me from the kisses of his mouth. Shem Bachag b'Shem Rishmo b'Nachmeni brings a pasuk Kavasim l'Vashecha b'Gaima, meaning Kavasim k'siv ha'keitzad b'Shosh ha'tamidcha ketanim, when your students are still young, which is like a lamb, Kavush l'fneim d'Brit Torah, then you know, keep it pressed, keep it tight, you know, keep it closed. Higdilu, when they get bigger, v'Nasu katutim, they become like these older animals. Gidlahem rozei Torah, then you can reveal them the secrets of the Torah. That actually that's what this pshat in the story. He was still a young Talmud at the time. Just like this sign is not given over, or the girs is actually hasima hazois, that that's like what's on the inside. It's not revealed to every single creature. So that you cannot submerge yourself in the words of Torah, El Bafne Adam Kasha, only in front of an upstanding person. So it says, Ibn Eretzim, Kizel Tam Tam Shalom, this actually Pshat in our Gemara, the comment, Besamach, the Gemara says shortly, Kigazir Gizirasa, Ben Merava, when they would make it the Queen of the West, etc., that they wouldn't reveal it. It really means because when the student is young. But Shayn Mefarsha Khan Hatib is just, you know, doesn't explain it so well over here. Let me know you, Rabbi Elchanan, Shazel Ma Shayasar HaKalir, this is what Blaz HaKalir found in the the parashas Paraduma. This parasha is one of the four parashas in Chodesh Adar. So people say things during davening. Ein lahar ma nechka. Don't think about what was engraved. Shekulam nosn mashika. They were all given in the kiss. Loshen mashika lemezabeh means like, you know, keeping the lips closed. These are the yitzers of parashas Para. Like, you know, because you know not supposed to say anything. Similar to what our Gemara is saying over here. Next says mat begin the Gemara b'shem nikur. So why is the cheese of the non-Jew forbidden? Because of the pecking of the snake, which therefore you have that problem of making it poisonous. Now, Tema Kaman, Tema, it's a wonder, because Kaman, later on the Anamad Beis, the Maskina, Taima, the Chalav, we say, okay, why is the milk, here with the cheese, why is the milk of a non-Jew problematic? Because we need a Jew seeing, because the Hashem considered the ear of Chalav Tame, that they might mix in some non-kosher milk. Tema the Mishim Giloi, one say the same reason as the cheese, because it was left uncovered. The Hashem Tzvi says, "You're right. El time psikale nakat hacha b'shein yisrael re'ehu dema'arav." It's just a definite thing that, you know, it's an absolute problem. The word hacha seems to be extra. It's just saying, you know, when the non-Jew does, when the Jew doesn't see him, that he's going to mix in things. Of time of the kilo, but the reasoning of the meal left uncovered, which we say with the cheese, it's not such an absolute reason. Because sometimes it wouldn't be applicable. Where, let's say, he sees the non-Jew walking straight out of the place where it was just milk. Since at all times he was holding it in his hand, like, then you don't have to be concerned for it being pecked at, and then it would be actually be okay. But the Jew not having supervised, that's an absolute problem. Then say, why did they say it's forbidden? Because of being left uncovered. So you can't buy non-Jewish cheese because it was left uncovered. Why is that not as... Why didn't you say the same problem by water and honey? According to one who holds and that they're also gilui, being left uncovered is a problem that the snakes are going to drink from it. My old beverages, avakav the lekab de gilui, right? Although they're not particular about being left uncovered, b'shem nikura, because of being pecked at from the snakes, but I'm the kiyusa mekab de, but they are particular about cleanliness, so therefore they're not going to leave it uncovered. Avakav echala, but regarding milk, and since most of the time the milk is not eaten as it is, and the gamasan noisai, and they also filtered it, so I'm the kiyusa, and I'm the kapti, so they're not particular about cleanliness. Because they're going to filter it. Now, that's in Moel Klum the August, but the filtering doesn't help for the poison of the snake at all. Which mixed together, that's not just floating at the top. So, again, so for the cleanliness, that won't take care of the problem about gilu, specifically for milk. Well, if it's old, it should be permitted. Which place says tame, it's a wonder, because even if technically old should be permitted, Lashani, why doesn't the Gemara answer Gzeira Yoshna Tuchadish? That, you know, if we let the old, we might let the new, as the Gemara had actually answered this in the Flaman Avon Bezga Bashekha regarding beer. The Hashem says, no, the Hasamikla Megzer, they could make a decree old because of new beer, the Leminkri Kulahai, but Yoshna Tuchadish. You can't tell such a difference between old and new beer. Can make a begivina and conscious by cheese. You could see what's aged cheese, and therefore that's what the Gemara is saying, it should be permitted. Because it's not possible not to have just some pockets of milk. Pesha Kondrash explains, another between gumish al gvinam, between the holes, you know, you have this sliced, the Swiss cheese, you have this, like, the holes, and that's how cheese generally is, naturally. You have the holes in cheese. Nishim and the chalav, the remains from the milk. The duma arba chalav tamen, the problem is maybe it had some non-kosher milk was mixed in, and it's there in the holes. Kasha, it's difficult, says Taisim Kin. If that's the case, Rabbi Yemri should have said Ella, the word only, given the Hadabim Mishnah Yikam, because now we're retracting from the original reason. It has nothing to do with Gilu. But moreover, the Atu Mi Chashin Levi Kachav Mishaitahava, what we think that the non Jew is a fool, Shiyub Echav Tameh, that he's going to mix in non kosher milk, Apushu Yedei Hashayin Omid, even though he knows it's not going to curdle, so why would he put it in if he's making cheese? Silchem Pirish Rabbein Tam, actually, Rabbein Tam explains the Koya might have a Parach. It's actually going on the Gemara's question. The Gemara asked Yavesha Tish Tidi that if it's dry, it should be permitted. If it's old, and the Mishan Digmar answered, "Dafil kishu niru yoshan, even if it seems old, lo'ilam nisha oris b'toich lachluchas ha'givin b'ini atvi." No, it's going back to the Gemara's answer. It doesn't help because the poison always remains on the moisture of the cheese between the holes, and that's the concern. So it actually is going back on the pshat of gilu, not because of non kosher. He's not mixing in non kosher. It's because of the snake. And the Rebbe brought a proof for this from the Yerushalmi. To the words of Rebbe Natan, because the comma, the Yerushalmi says, why is the milk of the non-Jew forbidden? Because it's left out. It says, Yerushalmi, I be Yamid, why don't you curdle it and then you'll figure it out? Because of the poison that's between the holes. What does it mean? It means to dry it out. That's what Yamid means. The Yerushalmi answers, because the poison that's put over there. But Kushishnia, Kaim Agvina. And the second question is going on cheese. Claim, in other words, Gvina, Shiyasu, the cheese that they're going to make, the Girsa is the Bach Mimena from it, Mia Tishtiri, well, at least that should be permitted. The Eres, who, or taking out the word, who, Einoi Menicha Liavish, it doesn't help, it doesn't let it dry. Masking more comes up, and the Eres Anosim in the Kavim, oh, because the poison is between the holes. Commercial Tats, but Tabadena, like it answers in Argomar. Don't answer like Rabbi Nachanan, the Koya Chalav, that's going on the milk, some of the words, of the milk of a non-Jew. The Gemara is asking, why did they make it forbidden? Because of the left hand covered Yamadenu, let it curdle, and if it is poison, it's not going to be Oimid. Because that's what how the Gemara asked shortly by the non-kosher milk. The less is not true. The limitin b'shemakim, we don't find anywhere sheinia chalav that the gear says really milahakfis, as the Bach adds on, that it's not going to let the milk curdle b'shvil eres hanasabai because of the poison that's inside of it. So therefore, that can't be what the Gemara would ask, like, oh, do that test. What do you mean? That doesn't stop it from curdling. Because they curdle it in the skin actually. Of the stomach of the nevela. So it says, "I'm telling you, say, wait, my nevela. Why are you talking about a non slaughtered animal? For the shchut and nami asura. Even if it's slaughtered, it should be forbidden. Mishum basa b'chalav. You're taking the skin of the animal, which is meat, and now you're curdling milk, which is milk, and you're mixing them together. That should be forbidden because of basa b'chalav. Even if it is a kosher animal that was slaughtered. Mishum says, you can say the dafka not in the nevela. No, he specifically says an animal that was not slaughtered. The Azeka be Yisur deraisa because then you have a biblical prohibition about nevela. But if it's slaughtered, Mishum Bas B'chalav Leki Yisur deraisa, you're not going to have a biblical prohibition. The Tzen B'tzainu, because to be biblical has to be cooked together. Here it's cold and cold. But I've got to Okumi Kamukim, and even though it's making the milk turn into cheese, and that's what run that would only be rabbinically forbidden, not biblical.
And it says, at the beginning of the Gemara, Miriam Shmuel Hachid Shmuel, really say this, we have this teaching, which says, what then the truth is to have a muscle mifrach, but pshit is mimasin achulim. You could have asked straight up, if it's the Mishnah achulim, the Avkuf design, that's the difficulty. Shmuel's just clarifying the halacha. But the Gemara prefers to ask straight from Shmuel on Shmuel, even though really it's really from the Mishnah Chulim that we're asking from. And it says, at the beginning of the Gemara, chad de gutani. Oh, it's actually one halacha. It's keva shchita. So we can chav nevelihi, the stomach of the slaughter from the non-Jew is nevela, and therefore we're saying that it's going to be asa. It says, Tame, it's a wonderful. Fimash Bej Rabbein Tam Sev Kalabasa. Quen Rabbein Tam explains the Chulnav Kav design, the Bish Yishchilik, Bechalav HaKeva. There's a difference regarding the milk that's in the stomach. Shoyisu Shu Karish, the one that's congealed, like thick. Lo Yinesim Oem, that was never forbidden, Av Kodim Chazar, even before she was retracted. The Pirsha Bahamahu, it definitely waste matter. Shein Roy Lemida, it's only fit to curdle milk into cheese. But regarding the liquidy milk, that's not fit to curdle milk at all. That's what originally they thought was considered as full-fledged milk. And then that's what was ultimately retracted from the question of the remnant of the oila, which you can let it swallow it raw. Even though it's not possible that not going to mix in from the liquidy with the congealed one, that's these two different types. Now, Peter says, according to what Rabbeinu Tam says over there, Kasha, you have a difficulty. Why doesn't the Gemara answer over here? Kula, Koyin, Chazor. No, we have to say one's before he retracted, one's after he retracted. Why don't you both teach them before he retracted? Here we're talking about regarding curdling, that it's problematic, that is not problematic, is Mayer Bakarish, Tumah, where it's congealed. Olochi Daika, and that's why we're inferring, Hokeba Gufa, but the remnant itself, is shy, is permitted. It's only the skin that's a problem with the curdling. That's not to my curdling mayer, but it's to my the liquidy one. And that is a problem. That is considered a chalav, at least before he retracted. Yeshem says no. The nehid ain't sol maimid. Even though you're right, the liquidy part was not going to curdle. The non-Jews don't select it so much. That none of the liquidy part should be remaining, and therefore that will be a problem of being not kosher. I mean, the Kama Shmuel, and the fact that Shmuel says ba'ur kibes nevela, that it's a problem only with curdling with the skin of the stomach of the nevela. Mash, but it sounds like a keva gufa, but the remnant itself isharia is going to be permitted. And that's all, even though there is some of the liquidy part left over, but they could appear. Like we explained, that they're not putting the effort to select it, so that itself should be a problem, and that was still part of the contradiction. Now, Vembri and Tami says, okay, ki achsha, now currently, limit senior tam pasha, we don't find really a simple reason or widespread reason. Why the cheese of a non-Jew should be forbidden? Because the Otama is to have. What's the real reason from all these six reasons the Gemara brings and more? Why the cheese should be forbidden? Mishum Nikur is really because of the snake pecking at a kid Bishum Levi. Because the Kaimel Halacha Bishum Levi, we hold the Halacha like a mafla Gabri Yechon, even when he disagrees with Rabbi Yechon. Because when the Gabri Shmuel, because the Gemara and Eben of Mizayim Beis tells us that when you have Shmuel Rabbi Yechon disagreeing Halacha Rabbi Yechon, so we hold like him versus Rabbi Yechon, we should hold like him versus Shmuel. Which is the other pshat the Gemara brings over here, the second pshat. V'chem pasuk Rabbi Nachman, this Rabbi Nachman also rules. V'chem said the Tanoim b'Meroyim pasuk Alok Yerushim Levi b'chol Mokum in all places. V'gam Diver Ada Bar Ava, also the other pinyin Bar Ava in a klum the nothing. Kibin she'ino Isra Bar Ava Shoyt Minsur Rabbi. It's not that one which is the student of Rabbi Shoyt Basra, which he was from the later ones. And the reason how we know that Shavu Huskar Devarv Koydim Diver Rav Chivzda and Rav Nachman Yitzchok Shoyt Minim Yosim Rabbi, where they were earlier than Rabbi. And we're mentioning his words before them. So obviously he's not the one that's the student of Rav. And Megam Dibrev Chizda, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, those other pshat in the Gemara brings, Amdi B'kusha, we remain with a question on those pshat. And B'lekele Mechish Nam Mishum Eir V'chal V'tamei, we also don't have to be concerned for that they might mix a non-kosher milk, because Rashan El, like we previously explained, Gabe Shaloi Hamad, or Shaloi Kipirish Rashi, as we said, that the non-Jews are not fools to mix in non-kosher milk, it doesn't curdle, which also, not like Rashi. Rather, must be the reason is, the first reason the Gemara brings, like Yerushim Levi, which is because of nicker. Now, we don't have snakes, that's so common amongst us. I'm to be concerned that it was left uncovered. Don't say the Dovah Shabbat Minyan, who that did something was accounted by the great sages of the previous generation. And we need another counting, just as equally, to go ahead and permit it. which, as the Gemara says, Mesechta Beya, Kivadehu, no, most definitely, Kisha Asu Techilo, when they originally made it forbidden, Loi Asu, they didn't really make it forbidden, El Bumokum Shandachash Mitsuyan, only a place where snakes are common, Kamesha Farsla, come on, like I'll explain later, Gabayai Nesach, and Daphne Zaman Bez de Maskalafuke. And Begaba Hamakai Mesechta Tayyas, many places, Yesha Echel Maisam, there are those who eat the cheese from the non Jews, and they should meet Maisam Befrachim, because actually, they don't curdle it with these ingredients that the Gemara mentioned, they do it with flowers. Begam goinim narvina, the goinim of narvina, hitiru oisam, they permitted them in mekayman in their place, mitam shemidim es matrachim, because now they curdle it with flowers. Now, miha oim kaimenu, in our place, shemidim mekeva, that they do curdle it with the rennet. I'm a rab, rib, and rab, rib chayim, shesh tam ktsas lesser, that, okay, now there is a little reason to make it forbidden. Because what they do is they salt the rennet with its skin, and hence, that rennet has the ikisidah basa b'chalav. Has a prohibition of meat and milk in it, because salting is like cooking, and now you just cook the rennet with its skin, which is basal chal. Now, Vanir Isim Mekayim says, I saw a place of Shem Amidim ben Nivlas Davar Acher Malech, that they curdle it with the nevela of Davar Acher, which is generally a terminology used for swine in the cave of a Davar Acher that's salted, so then that definitely would be a concern, and that it would be forbidden.